There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're covering some standard Am I the Butthole? Some of you have been requesting it, so I thought, why the hell not? And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, or head on over to mark-narrations.com and select your favorite podcast and go from there. But let's crack on with today's first story. Today's first story comes from a throwaway account who says, "Am I the arsehole for cancelling the family trip after I found out that my wife cancelled my son's ticket? Situation is a bit messy, so bear with me. I'm male 42, have two boys, Adam 16 and Leo 14. Their mum passed away 5 years ago, and I married my wife Rose about a year ago. Rose adores both of my boys, but complains about Leo being overly uptight and closed up. It's true that he likes to keep to himself, doesn't participate in most family functions, but that's just how he is. My wife hasn't taken it personally and kept saying that Leo clearly doesn't like her and/or doesn't like spending time with her. What she started doing was try to exclude him from events under the excuse of he wouldn't be interested anyway. Which I thought was wrong because he's picked up on that and started asking why. So I told my wife just to do her part and that given him the choice to decide whether he wants to participate or not and not outright exclude him. I've been arranging for a family trip and days ago I booked tickets and a hotel reservation upon deciding our destination. Note that I was paying for the entire thing, but the day of the trip I found out that Leo's ticket had been cancelled. I was dumbfounded to discover it was my wife who cancelled it. I immediately confronted her and she said she figured Leo wouldn't want to come, but she knew he said he'd go. She tried to argue that due to his moody personality and introvert nature, he'd change his mind last minute or go on the trip but turn it into a miserable experience for us all. I got so mad at her, especially after she tried pressuring me to leave him with his aunt. I cancelled the entire trip. All tickets, all reservations, everything. She blew up at me and started lashing out. I had the boys unpack and I did the same, which made her go crazy and yell at everyone in the house. She went to stay with her sister while exposing what I did to the rest of the family who thought I made a big deal out of it and should have cancelled the trip that I promised the whole family. And we do have an edit to this, which I think is best covered after the comments as it's almost like an update in itself really. And you started the first paragraph in this one saying, you know, Rose adores both my boys but complains about Leo being overly uptight. And from what you said in this, it doesn't feel like she adores Leo at all. She doesn't sound like she's showing him love or any compassion or empathy from what he's been through in his past. It doesn't sound like she adores him at all. The way she's treating him, trying to exclude him from things because he's introverted. It sounds like she's only trying to do what will benefit her. Saying things like, it's going to make a miserable experience for us all. And I think if I put myself in OP's shoes and I saw someone like that treating my child like that, there would be serious questions being asked about that relationship. I know we're only getting a part of their lives here, and there could be missing areas, missing grey areas that we don't know about, but to me, it just doesn't feel like she does adore those boys at all, in my opinion. But Clothes Squeezy says, not the arsehole. Your wife cancelled your son's reservation because she didn't want to go on vacation with him. Your son is 14. He lost his mother and then had to adjust to you getting remarried. Your wife is an arsehole and cancelling the trip was the right thing to do. Lil Janks replies to that saying, plus, it is his personality. Introvert people, even with the closest friends, are a bit restrained, so why with a woman that took his mum's place would be different? She's just too immature to handle him. Nuke the Cow says she doesn't adore both your boys. She clearly doesn't like Leo and would prefer to just not have to deal with him. There's no other reasonable explanation for her behavior. You are not the arsehole. Your wife is attempting to exclude one of your children from multiple family activities. She isn't asking for his input and then trying to accommodate his desires. She's simply trying to leave him out of it. This is about her, not him. Sorry to say, but it appears you may have to make a choice between your wife and your son in the future. Choose wisely. Stay mad says not the arsehole for now, but more needs to be done. As someone who had a step-parent like this, I can't tell you enough about the lasting impact that had on me until my early 30s. Your son will know what's going on and it will hurt him. Your relationship with Rose is new, but your relationship with your son is for life. Please take your kids on a trip without her to connect and reassure your boys that you love them for who they are. There is nothing wrong with being introverted. He will grow at his own pace and at his own time. But as their father, you have to show your commitment to them early. It will impact their relationship as brothers as well if you let Rose continue this behavior. Dart says, not the asshole, I think we figured out who really has the moody personality and turns things into miserable experiences for us all. Surely this can't be one thing she is like this about, and also, if it is, it's still enough to rethink having her around. And one more from Character Stretch who says, my mum's new husband made it very clear he didn't like me because I stood up to him whenever he was being rude to my mum. We never had conversations outside of conflict ones. You actually learn to live in dysfunction that way, and it does influence your personality. I now have no problems completely ignoring people and no concern for resolution via communication since they become non-existent to me, which isn't always healthy. This will be his son if he stays with his wife. So then OP comes in with their edits, which says, I'm planning another trip with the boys, without my wife, but right now there's a huge conflict in the family, and even Adam is upset and blames Leo for what happened. I'm trying to get everyone to calm down and then we'll see where this goes. Edit. I've decided and followed in some opinions here. To speak to Adam to see exactly why he blamed Leo for what happened. He just got home and I'm about to get him into a separate room for a private talk to be able to hear his side in this and find out why he feels this way. If there's any relevant information, I will add it below. Edit. I spoke with Adam. Turns out Rose told him I cancelled the trip after Leo changed his mind last minute and that I decided to cancel it for everyone else and fought with her when she tried to convince me to go anyway, let Leo go stay with his aunt. This is just, I don't know what to say to be frankly honest. Adam didn't even want to talk, but I told him we needed to talk. He and Leo aren't speaking right now because of this and I'm struggling trying to clean up this mess. I was actually thinking about calling Rose, but after this, I've decided I need more space than she does. We'll have the boys sit together. It's hard to do, but I'll try and talk this out so I can focus on the other major issue I have with what Rose did. And it was like one of the comments said in this that it will affect the brothers at some point, and it already is. Rose is telling lies and is causing arguments between them and damaging their relationship too. I do wonder what OP's going to do moving forward, but what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from BalconyAngle5676 who says, am I the arsehole for using my husband's car to get to work after he tricked me into going to his family's barbecue party? I, female 33, am a nurse. I have a very, very busy schedule. It's been absolutely crazy the past couple of years. My husband, male 36, works an office job, and because he's family-orientated type of guy, he always hangs out with his family. His family live on a ranch in the middle of literally nowhere. It's a hassle to go there, and due to my work nature, I don't go to most of their functions. I do, however, make sure to attend the big ones. Last week, his family wanted to host a barbecue party. He wanted me to go with him so badly since all of his brothers were bringing their wives and since they mocked him for coming alone in the past. I said sorry, but I had a shift to cover. He begged, suggested I swap shifts with other nurses who are my friends, and even called them all to beg them to cover for me. I grew irritated and told him to stop it. He sulked for a whole day and then dropped it. In the morning, and hours before my shift, I discovered that my car's tires were out of air. My husband offered to drive me to the hospital at 4 p.m. and I agreed. I got ready and we got into the car, but instead of taking me to the hospital, he drove me straight to his family's ranch. I was dumbfounded and angry after he said he tricked me into attending this barbecue and that I had to suck it up and set the shift out. I was so mad, I didn't know what to say. We got to the ranch and I sat outside fuming. I waited and saw that I had time to make it to the hospital if I figured out a way to get there. I watched my husband go inside, leaving his keychain next to me, right where he was sitting. I took it and rushed back to where all the cars were parked, got into the car and drove off. His dad saw me and told him. He started calling my phone relentlessly till I turned it off. I got to the hospital in time, but didn't dare turn my phone on till it was past 8 p.m. I opened it and saw tons of angry messages from him, berating me, calling me horrible and a manipulator. I got on the phone with him and he yelled at me about the awful stunt I pulled and bailing from the party and making him look bad in front of his family. He then calmed down and said that he now knows that work is more important to me and that he won't ever trust me after I basically stole his car and ran with it. We've been on terrible terms since then. His family are also mad, but I haven't spoken to them about it yet nor clarified anything. Am I the arsehole for what I did? I was desperate and worried that missing my shift might cost me my job. And we're going to start off with Wolfstar, who says, not the arsehole. I'm sorry he called you manipulative. The person that lied to your face to get you to do what he wants to do. On top of this, he prioritizes his leisure time over your career. Don't you dare apologize to him. Feel free to leave him. ETA, I'm assuming it was him that let the air out of your tires too. You need to get away from this guy. Julia Unprompted says, everyone sucks here. I know it's Reddit and first instinct is to say not the arsehole and call for divorce, but think a conversation is needed between you two so you can be on the same page. More info needed on why you need to work so much. Saving for a trip, you just love your job, hate an in-law, etc. And I only say this because he should be aware of why you're sacrificing family time so much. As you said, family is big for your husband and I would imagine spending time with you there as well is important to him, regardless of brothers needling him about your absence. Now, he is a big asshole for the actions he took and his reaction when he went rogue and essentially kidnapped you. But I think it was a cry out to you that he wants you to be a bigger part of that. However, adults and couples talk this out and don't react like a 12-year-old child. But also make sure he understands how damaging to your job his actions were. Does he not like you working at all? Or is this really about family time? You are the little asshole here. I can only imagine how crazy the nursing world has been the last few years, but you picked up the shift. Maybe this was done prior to knowing about the barbecue, but it sounds like if given prior knowledge of non-major family events, you could make them. Why not compromise and offer to go to one function a month, or an amount that works for both of you? Good luck.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Vox Acris replies to that one saying, okay, let's compare. So, OP works hard in a profession that is important to society in order to have enough to live on during crazy expensive times. Let's not pretend that every nurse is Jeff Bezos and works just to rake in more money. She fulfills the duties of her employment contract and doesn't abandon her helpless patients. The husband tampered with OP's car, kidnapped OP and then berates OP for disobeying him and doing what adults do, her job. It wasn't even about him wanting OP with him for her sake, but so he wouldn't be mocked by his brothers, because apparently in his world it's a sign of weakness and legit cause for mockery when someone has a wife who has a career of her own and doesn't immediately jump to her husband's side when the husband's family decides her career has to take a back seat. If you really think that makes OP here some kind of an arsehole, you should really check your moral compass. The only arsehole is the man and his family. Cyrilly Unprompted replies to that saying, I 1000% agree that He is the arsehole, but OP also seems to indicate that they work a lot, which has also been the cause of many divorces as well. But please enlighten me where I stated that this behavior was okay and that relegating women back to the home is the goal. My moral compass is fine. Relationships are messy and ugly, and this one is not any different. Like I said, I know it will be unpopular with Redditors, but I have nurses in my family and their work has had a negative impact on their relationship with spouse slash kids, and it had everything to do with the amount of hours worked due to understaffing and feeling like they needed to pick up all the slack at work and almost neglecting the folks you work so hard for. Workaholics can be assholes too. Incognito Burrito says not the asshole, but what did he think would happen? He'd be fine with his trick. What about you just not showing up for your shift? Did he care about how that would affect multiple people? He deserved what he got, in my opinion. OP replies saying, I wasn't happy with it, but I think that by doing this, he'd basically force my hand, which is something he does oftentimes. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? How would you deal with it? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from GWBBA, who says, am I the asshole for not wanting strangers in the background of my wedding pics? I-24 female. Recently had my wedding on a beach of a beautiful hotel in Cancun, if I pronounce that right. Many of my friends and family could go, so I was very happy. The only problem was during our ceremony. There were people on the sea playing or doing jet ski activities. It really bothered me because they would appear in the background, so I told my wedding planner about it. She was very understanding and said she would fix it. When she talked to the owners of the activities and to the people in the area of the sea, we expected them to be kind and nice, but they just declined and continued. I even took the time to go myself and ask them to stop, but they didn't care. I was about to go and tell someone from the hotel, but my now husband stopped me and said it would be an asshole thing to do. I told him standing up for myself wasn't an asshole thing to do and went looking for the hotel staff, but they said there was nothing they could do. When I returned, my husband was moody, and I wonder if it really was an asshole thing to do. Am I the asshole? Ah, dearie me. Where do people think like this? I just don't get it. Can you just imagine it? I've just got this picture of this bride out at the beach, like waving down the jet skis. Move along that side of the sea. You can't be in that part. This is my wedding day. And that poor wedding planner as well. She's running up to you. There's people in the sea. What are you going to do about this? It's my special day. You bloody cheeky so-and-so. But we're only cover a couple of comments on this one because it's wildly obvious. Nina Simone Rules, who says, lol, you're the arsehole. An entire ocean and beach must be closed because you were getting married, lol. Did you offer to compensate those who would need to close their seasonal business after two very hard years? You apparently haven't heard of photo editing. Parsimony Cake says, how dare people go out in public on your special day? You're the bride. Poor you. And how nasty people on Reddit will say you're the arsehole. Your husband also isn't appreciating how special you are. You should divorce him immediately. And one more from Will Be With You Soon, who says, so you went to tell some random hotel staff to go tell strangers that they were not allowed to use a public beach. Please explain your reasoning here. In what world would you think even the hotel owner, let alone some random staff, had any authority whatsoever to remove people from a public beach? Or was this a case of some strangers existing at the beach bothered me, so now you have to refund me? So now, as always, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Absolute wild one. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. So our next story comes from a throwaway account who says, am I the arsehole for walking out in the middle of my husband's birthday dinner? My husband, 30 male, and I, 27 female, have been together for 3 years and married for 5 months. Our relationship has been without any problems until the week before our wedding. My husband was very close friends with a woman, let's call her Ava, that he has known since they were sophomores in high school. I never had a problem with Ava. I thought it was very obvious that she and my husband are just friends. I mean, she had a long-term boyfriend and all. so I felt no jealousy or anything. I actually got along with Ava pretty well. We all hung out together regularly, but then my husband dropped a bombshell on me the week before we got married. I remember he sat me down and told me that Ava revealed to him that she has feelings for him and tried to convince him not to get married to me. She even broke up with her boyfriend of 6 years to prove that she was serious about my husband. My husband and I both agreed to cut her off. We uninvited her to our wedding and neither one of us have been in contact with her since. It was my husband's 30th birthday yesterday. He just wanted to have a dinner with family and friends, so that's what we did. So we're all in a restaurant eating when all of a sudden Ava walks in. She walks to our table and says she didn't mean to intrude, that she was just getting dinner by herself and then saw us. She then wishes my husband a happy birthday. I expect her to leave, but then my husband asks if she wants to join us. I look at my husband like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm visibly uncomfortable and irritated. I stand up and tell Ava that she can have my seat and then I walk out and get an Uber home because I want absolutely nothing to do with her. When my husband comes home almost 2 hours later, he immediately starts an argument with me. He tells me I overreacted and acted immaturely. I ask him why did he ask Ava to eat with us because I thought we were on the same page. He replies that was just being nice and didn't think it would be a big deal because it's been a long time since he has seen her, so she probably doesn't have feelings for him anymore. And then he tells me that I ruined his birthday. I'm still upset about it all. I don't think I'm the one in the wrong. I mean, this woman literally tried to steal my partner. Am I the arsehole? Look, I'm going to come into this one all reddity and I'm going to say, it's pretty fucking convenient that she turns up to the same restaurant on his birthday at that particular moment just to get a meal for herself, right? Alarm bells were ringing for me right away then, and I don't think she's gotten over him at all. And for him to invite her to sit down, I can't blame you for what you did. This woman, like you said, literally tried to steal your partner to convince him not to marry you. And I can only assume he stayed talking to her or continued the meal or whatever because he stayed for 2 hours afterwards and has the audacity to come home and have a go at you about it. Poof-wee. But in Vomitor's Rex says not the arsehole, it's been 5 months, not 5 years. Your husband is delusional if he thinks she's genuinely gotten over him and his behaviour was appropriate. Primary Criticism says not the arsehole, what a coincidence that Ava just happens to go to the same restaurant. I don't get your husband's logic here. He disinvited her to his wedding but offers her to sit down and have a dinner when she wasn't invited. There's something off here. Incognito Burrito says not the arsehole, she literally tried to talk him out of marrying you and to be with her instead. After that level of disrespect, he expects you to just move on. Also, the story smells a little fishy. She coincidentally came to the same restaurant on his birthday to eat alone. You walk out and instead of going to talk to you, he lets you leave and stays there for 2 more hours, presumably with her being there. I don't know, just sounds very coincidental. And one more from Vixen Noir who says not the arsehole. I'd like to give your husband the benefit of the doubt and say he's just dumb to invite a woman that tried to talk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Talk him out of marrying you to sit at your table. Maybe he felt pressured because family and friends that knew her might not know why she had been uninvited to the wedding were present. However, he didn't stop you from walking out. He didn't try to go after you. He didn't call or text to check on you. He stayed out for 2 freaking hours and then he has the sheer audacity to come and yell at you for your behavior. All of this is a red flag. Then you add it the nearly unbelievable coincidence of her being in the restaurant alone. You knew her pretty well. Was she the type of woman that would go out to eat all alone? Very few people feel comfortable doing such and would rather order take-home. You might want to reconsider your marriage. His relationship with that woman is still suspect, and how he treated you was outright disrespectful at the table and completely uncaring afterwards, followed by a huge scoop of gaslighting you when he got home. None of this is healthy. But now I'm going to turn it to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation How would you deal with it if you was OP? Do you suspect there's something more going on like some of those comments? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories, your love, support, and time. Your Patreon memberships, your YouTube memberships, getting involved in the podcast, everything you do is absolutely incredible. I can never say thank you enough for your love and support. It really is mind-blowing. So thank you so much, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys, and much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.